At a meeting in Sydney on Friday, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, signed an historic agreement with his New Zealand counterpart to work together in promoting social, cultural and economic advancement to improve the lives of Indigenous peoples. Labelled the Indigenous Collaborative Agreement, Wyatt and New Zealand's Minister for Māori Development, Nania Mahuta, both committed to sharing knowledge and empowering the First Nations peoples of both countries. Patty Burton has the story.
Whilst Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern were debating Australia's deportation policies on Friday, Minister Ken Wyatt and New Zealand Minister Nanaia Mahuta were signing a historic Indigenous agreement. The Indigenous Collaborative Agreement is a first-of-its-kind partnership and is based off Australia and New Zealand's strong relationship due to sharing similar experiences, both now and in the past, as well as similar aspirations for the future. Speaking to Ken Wyatt about the agreement, he sees the collaboration as an opportunity to improve the lives of Indigenous people through closing gaps in areas such as heritage, language and business.
Well, it's a partnership that will look at the strengths of what both our first of Indigenous people have in both countries and to take those and turn them into practical approaches. I want to look at their leadership and look at ours and see what else we need to do in respect to leadership at the voice level that we're working on and at the community level, the importance of heritage and language, but the economy. In other words, looking at opportunities for Aboriginal and Māori businesses to engage with each other and to look at opportunities to become a strength in some of the trading with Asian countries.
The agreement recognises the importance of learning from one another, and Mr. Wyatt thinks Australia can learn a lot from the way New Zealand recognises and engages with their Indigenous people, and vice versa.
What is the strength that the Māori people have had for a long time is their Treaty of Waitangi. And they've used that as the basis for the relationship. But they've built their economic base off it, their cultural base. And certainly you look at New Zealand and you see the dual naming, the use of language. But unlike Australia, we had 250 different Aboriginal languages. The dual naming, where you recognise the Aboriginal name of the location and the contemporary European name, is occurring more and more.
New Zealand High Commissioner Dame Annette King says the agreement will strengthen the relationship between Australia and New Zealand.
I think it will strengthen it because it will deepen our cultural and people-to-people relationships. It will also provide a mechanism for collaboration and consultation, and it will also enable the information sharing to inform policies that affect Indigenous people.
The agreement will mean that Minister Wyatt and Minister Mahuta will plan to meet annually and establish communication between each of their agencies, the National Indigenous Australians Agency, NIAA, and Te Puni Kukiri, the Ministry for Māori Development. The partnership will aim to address key issues faced by Indigenous people from both countries.
We have a different history in many ways. We are both on a continual journey of truth-telling about and acknowledging our different history. Some of it is similar. Our countries were colonies. Also, the losing of language and land before revival took place. So although our histories could be different, I think partly because of the treaty, things in common, like strong Indigenous cultures, which we're committed to protecting and promoting.
On the other side of politics, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has welcomed the agreement and can see its potential for good.
I think the agreement's incredibly positive and important. There is much that Australia can learn from New Zealand, and I think vice versa. I would hope that it delivers both practical and symbolic outcomes. I think the really important issues that Australia is facing, particularly in terms of truth-telling, particularly in terms of constitutional recognition, will be, I hope, enhanced by what has happened in Aotearoa. Māori is recognised in the New Zealand Constitution. And as I said, Māori language is the second language and an official language of New Zealand. But of course, we need to understand that there are enormous differences between First Nations people in Australia and the Maori peoples of New Zealand.
Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney ending that report by Patty Burton.